The news is full of sexual misconduct and harassment, and what to do consumes each institution. But instead of trying to analyze what each remark or pass meant, there just might be an easier solution. You could do a lot of training and encourage more complaining. Or you could hire and promote more women. Make everybody in the joint sit through an hour-long PowerPoint. Or hire and promote more women. You could ban socializing and employee fraternizing till in rules and regulations you're swimming. Have your board of directors hire inspectors with lie detectors. Or maybe just appoint more women. You could emulate Mike Pence and decline any events where there's a chance you'd be alone with women. Which is totally unfair if you avoid us everywhere. Opportunities won't be there for women. And if a guy's such a wuss, he can't help grabbing someone's hoo-hoo without being told his lust needs trimming. Instead of one more chance to keep it in his pants, maybe he should be replaced with a woman. You could give girls a dress code, making sure that nothing showed so that boys wouldn't be triggered by women. Or that crap we could torpedo, men could own their own libido and stop blaming everything on women. With each story coming through, you could sniff, well, if it's true, till the list of misbehavior is brimming. But instead of having men wonder what to do again, we might try electing more women. There seems to be a troubling double standard for men who have harassed, assaulted, or philandered. Liberals, we reject them, while conservatives elect them. You could make a lot of noise about boys being boys, or realize that's lies and misdirection. You could sputter and squawk, it's just locker room talk. Well, it worked in the last election. How many times before have we thought we won this war? Then nope, our hope kept dimming. But now things are moving fast, maybe change has come at last, cause we're finally believing women. Yes, the best antidote is to hire and promote and elect and vote for more women.